You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Matthew Leach, talking Washington Nationals with MLB.com's Nationals beat reporter, Bill Ladson. Bill, it's Matt Williams' second spring, and it seems like a lot of times you learn a lot from year one to year two of doing anything. I know it's early, but are you seeing any differences in how Matt Williams carries himself and how he runs a camp, anything at all to tip you off that this is year two and not year one?
Not really, Matthew. I mean, the guy's working hard. I mean, he's expressing to his team that he wants to get better defensively. He wants to be more consistent offensively, and he knows the score. I mean, he wants to go all the way to the World Series this time, and to be honest with you, I think he's the same guy. I mean, yeah, I guess he goes to outings, fishing trips, and all that, but to me, he's still the same guy.
What's the... I mean, again, I know it's early. I know it's the first week of camp, and these kind of conclusions are difficult to draw, but everybody in the world is basically saying this may be the only great team, that everybody else has some strengths, have some weaknesses, and people look at this club and see a potentially dominant team. Again, I know it's really early, but do you see that weighing on guys? Do you see that motivating them? How do you see that those... I know there have been high expectations for a while, but the expectations this year are really high for this club. How do you see guys kind of responding to that?
Are they responding very well? I know that, you know, Matt Williams has been asked a lot, how does it feel to have a dominant rotation? And, you know, I saw this the other day. He was getting a little agitated because he kept saying you have to play the games. And he's absolutely right. And, you know, Matthew, there's no question that the Nationals have dominant pitching. There's no question about it. But I tell you, I question the offense. And to me, I think that's the key to them going all the way, because we saw what happened in the playoffs against the Giants, where it was non-existent. So hopefully, and that's Matt Williams' biggest concern right now, is the offense. And he hopes he can stay consistent all year long. Yeah, I mean, it did well last year, but not to the point where he was satisfied, and it showed during the playoffs.
One of the real key parts of that offense, if it goes as well as it should, is Ryan Zimmerman. I know we've talked about him some in recent weeks, but what does it look like when you see him working out at first base? And I know he's been a good infielder, so theoretically it shouldn't be that difficult. But how is that process going? How is he coming along with that transition?
It's going well, Matthew. He's been doing it every morning around 9 o'clock or so. And then, you know, the thing is, though, he's not afraid to take advice from Matt Williams and Rick Shue. Those are the guys who are really working with him on the position. And, yes, he played 5 games last year, but he knows he's not perfect. So, and he knows he's replacing a guy who is really good in Adam LaRoche. So he knows that he has a lot of work to do, and he probably, you know, won't perfect the position until probably in the spring training.
One interesting name in Nats camp this year is Dan Uggla, a guy who's had some really rough times, but not that long ago was a very good player. Mm-hmm. There's some notion that maybe he was compromised by some physical issues over the past couple of years. What are you seeing? Again, I know it's really early. What are you seeing from Uggla, and is he a guy who's maybe got an opportunity to kind of be a important part of this team?
It could be. I mean, it depends. I mean, the way Matt Williams was talking the other day, which was kind of surprising, it seemed like second base is up for grabs. So, I mean, we have to see what Espinosa, Uggla, and, you know, Escobar, what they do during the season. But, you know, you asked me about Uggla. You know, based on what I've seen so far, his batting practices, that's all I've seen. I mean, he's taking some sweet swings. So, and, you know, hitting the ball out, it looks impressive. But you hope that translates into the exhibition season. So we'll see what happens.
What has he said about those vision issues or head issues that seem to maybe coincide with his struggles at the plate the past couple of years?
Well, you know, he insists he has some game left in him, and he just feels that the concussions played a role in having like 2-3 straight bad years. So, you know, and the fortunate thing for him, he's really relaxed here because he knows Matt Williams, he knows Mike Rizzo since their days in Arizona. So he's very comfortable, and, you know, I hope for his sake that, you know, he can be productive.
One of the few actual questions about this team is how the bullpen is going to set up before the ninth inning. The ninth looks like it's pretty set in stone, but how they're going to get there is a question. What from talking to people and from looking around, again, I realize no actual competition is taking place, but just from talking to people and looking around camp, how do you think that is shaping up?
Well, I think it's pretty much shaped up, to be honest with you. I mean, you have Casey Jansen. You have Aaron Barrett. I think those guys are going to be given every chance to be the late inning guys. There's no question about it. I mean, Craig Stammen could get in there too, but I don't see it. I see him as, you know, one of the long guys. And I think if Aaron Barrett, I think he has recovered from what he did in the playoffs. I think he can recover nicely, and him and Jansen could be a nice setup team for Drew Storen.
How does Tanner Roark fit into that?
You know, it's too early to tell, Matthew, because, Matt Williams announced recently that he's going to be a starter right now. So, you know, as the season goes on, you know, we'll see if he's going to be a short man, a long man. I have to guess that they're going to treat him like a starter all year long and treat him like a long man because, you know, you got to think about injuries. If something happens to one of the five starters, you know, you can automatically put Roark in. So we'll see what happens.
So in camp, at least, he'll essentially work out as the sixth starter. Is that correct?
That's correct. That is correct, Matthew. You know, he's taking it well. He knows the score. He knows the five guys, you know, who the five guys are. So he's ready to become a bullpen guy.
We've talked about this some, but he's such an interesting figure because he was so good in relief and so good as a starter. To some extent, it seems almost a waste to use him as a mop-up guy. I mean, will there be, and I'm not talking about external pressure, will there be internal pressure? Will there just be some sort of urgency to make sure that this guy isn't wasted pitching the fourth inning of a 7-1 game?
I'm sure they've learned a lesson by how they handled Ross Detweiler. So I hope that they'll find a way to put him in games. I mean, with Detweiler, it took a while for Detweiler to enter games. So I think they'll find a way to put Roark in meaningful games to the point where he won't be wasted, as you put it. So I think he'll be fine. He's not Detweiler in any way. He won't mope or complain or anything like that. He is not Detweiler in any way.
From just, again, these first few days, talking to people, is there anybody you've been given kind of a heads up to keep an eye on that might be a surprise either among prospects or among fringe guys?
Well, the guy I'm keeping my eye on is, Michael Taylor, because this is a guy who could replace Denard Span within a year. So, the guy can play defense. The key is his hitting. He has to cut down on his strikeouts, for sure. Also, I'm looking at Emmanuel Burris. Emmanuel Burris is a guy that could really help the bench, not only with his speed, but his defense and his hitting. He had a great year with Syracuse last year, and because of that great year, he was invited to spring training. So I'm really looking out for him big time, and we'll see what happens.
Is there a spot for Burris? I mean, I guess he plays a lot of positions, but he seems like a middle infielder on a team with a whole lot of middle infielders.
Yeah, it could be a spot. I mean, Matthew, the last 2 years, the bench has been awful. I mean, I'm being kind when I say that. 144 last year. And, I think he would be an improvement if he can get on base often and do the things he's supposed to do. That's really the position where people have to look at the most. And that's the bench because it was terrible last year.
Bill Ladson, thanks for taking some time to chat here on MLB.com Extras, and thanks everybody for listening.
Visit the official online shop of Major League Baseball at MLB.com/shop for the largest selection of authentic caps, t-shirts, jerseys, hoodies, collectibles, and more. Get your gear straight from the source, the MLB.com shop.